What's up? You are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 Tufts Reform Radio. My name is Nate. The name of the show is Fast and Loose. Nev and Bex are late, so I get to play some songs for you. I don't have a poem this morning. I'm going to find one. I got like a 20-minute buffer zone right now, so it's going to be poems. Sweet. All right. 9 o'clock. My kingdom is not far of this world. My kingdom is not of this world, he said. Not meaning far from here or in some other direction, but looking around at the trappings of power, not of this world, not this kind of world. The world of fear and dominion, of power and violence, the world of privilege and exclusion, of hierarchies and judgments, a world of deserving. My realm is a world of grace and mystery. A world of fierce kindness and tender beauty. Don't worry, I won't take your throne. And yet my kingdom invades. My love sneaks past all guards, escapes all armies, evades your stoutest defenses. The realm of grace infuses this world, seeps through every dimension of it, contains it wholly, prevails forever. The love I bear withstands all evil, overwhelms all fear, overpowers all might. You will keep your throne, wield your power, play your games of cruelty, and it will amount to nothing. In the end, I will not take your kingdom from you. Your own body will do that, and my realm will go on.
if I'm. Oh, there I am.
You can hear yourselves.
Yeah, I can hear myself.
Meow. That's good. Meow. 1, 2, 3. Meow.
I don't know if I can hear Bex.
Here, Bex, go for it there.
Meow. Meow.
That's it. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
We got it.
Cool.
Hey, so everybody's ears now.
Here's ears. Everybody's ears now.
Does it sound like I'm echoing?
Correct. Yeah, it does.
I wonder if that... Was that how it sounded on the broadcast?
I don't know.
All right, well, we're just gonna...
We'll never know.
We'll never know.
Actually, Juan, let us know.
Yeah, if you're listening, if you're one of, like, the probably upwards of 3 people listening to the show right now...
Holy moly.
I know. No, the stakes are high.
Our numbers are through the roof.
That's each week it gets bigger.
That's, like, the problem...
By one person.
...with this, and then we're gonna, like... It's going to be hard to keep us together.
It's becoming too big.
People will approach us with, like, advertisement deals and stuff like that. Yeah. And then all of a sudden...
I've already started turning on you.
Exactly. That's right. And they'll be like, can you betray us so that you can advertise for these, like, green beans?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, yes.
Yes. Immediately,
the answer is
yes. Immediately, I have no loyalty.
They don't even, like, say money yet.
Yeah.
And they're just
like, it's just like,
I'm ready.
It's just simply betrayal. And I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
For free.
For free. Betrayal for free. Yes.
So we're going to open up the show with our lead-off segment, What Has Nev Been Reading?
It's a little loud, no?
It's a little loud. Okay. Yeah. Change that.
Yeah, let him know, Bex.
Thank you.
Don't let a man control your volume.
How's that? Is that good? Better? Okay, great. So yeah, Nev, that's a you question.
Mm-hmm. Great question.
Is the answer nothing?
That's not true. I just got to remember. Just give me a second. Do a little hum while I remember.
What's the question?
The question
what's
is, what have you been reading? What's Nev reading? Or actually,
or
what's you?
Bex reading?
Let's do that.
Actually, let's take it away from
that. You gotta be ready. Okay.
Who says I'm ready?
That's
okay, I got
point.
It.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Betrayal for
it's
free.
Nothing I've been
that's
reading.
That's right.
Something I don't want to broadcast, actually.
Here, move it. You gotta. Here, move the.
Yeah, hello? Touch the
just,
mic.
Like, turn it, move
touch
it
touch the mic.
Do the thing that I told you not to do, which is
hello.
Touch,
yeah.
Hello. The mic.
That's
there
perfect.
We go.
That's great.
There
that's
you
great.
Go. I can
I've
hear you
I've been
now.
Reading, I've been really into, and this is not something that inspires a lot of conversation, so we're going to get right to you. But I've been reading a lot of, like, the original, actually, no. Gay.
Yes.
Gay 1910s English dark academia fiction.
That's a genre?
An example?
There's like enough
of
those?
A book?
Yeah. Like Maurice.
I'm unfamiliar.
And A Marvelous Light. And there's also films. There's like...
Oh.
See, this is what I mean. It doesn't inspire a lot of conversation.
How did you get into this? Was this recommended to you or was this a discovery you made?
I was on Pinterest.
Yes.
There it is.
I was on Pinterest and all these like were coming up because all the young dudes, the Harry Potter Marauders fan fiction, that's on my Pinterest a lot. And
yeah.
I was like, I wonder.
Are you into Tumblr?
No.
I'm surprised.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I don't judge you.
Okay.
Tumblr's really like, it's really figured itself out as
like
a thing. You know,
yeah.
Like that's, I would say the advertisement for Tumblr is like, what if only people who really cared about it were the still
like
the people
Reddit.
Keeping going?
No,
now Reddit's,
Reddit's
not.
Really,
Reddit
I never spend time on Reddit, but there are people that like spend hours on Reddit.
Oh
well,
yeah, for sure.
But like you've just pointed out, actually, the difference between Tumblr and Reddit, where Tumblr, you use it if you've used it before, and Reddit
well,
anybody can use it, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not true. I use neither.
Okay, well, this isn't about you.
Well, that's the other thing is that, like, there's Reddit that's, like crazy, like, whatever, Reddit. And then there's, like, I need to learn how to, like, have my door stop squeaking. And there's somebody who's done that exact thing with your exact door. And they've posted a video and they've explained it. And then there's, like, a thread of 3 other people. And they're like, I, like, you know, used a towel to, like, support so that the oil doesn't drip onto the floor. And you're like, this is the most helpful thing in the entire world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're pro Reddit.
Ooh.
Wow. That's hard.
Yeah, there's a complexity
there's
to Reddit
nuance.
That I am definitely not
I'm actually looking for a black and white answer.
Yeah, so this you're not going to get it. I would say Reddit has been an invaluable source for like house stuff when you just or car stuff. When you're just like, I don't know what this is, and you Google it. I don't Google things anymore. I'm on like one of those non-tracker.
DuckDuckGo.
I'm on DuckDuckGo. Yeah. I don't use...
Download DuckDuckGo.
Yeah, don't use any trackers, because then you start getting results that actually help you.
Yeah.
And that's actually the third result usually is somebody who's just like, oh yeah, this problem also is the same thing with my car, and I like fixed it, and here's like exactly what to do. You know, with like a $1 yeah. part or something like that. Anyway.
We're falling asleep here with that. Sorry.
That's great. That's great feedback. All right, Nev, have you? What are you reading there, Nev?
Yeah, I'd love to tell you.
Here we go. That was great. I saw it on your face before you even said it. That's the problem.
Yeah.
I need to pick up on
looking
that.
Like.
So I've been reading. Actually, it's a chapter in a book. I don't know what the book's called. Don't ask me.
Great.
But it's about cultural intelligence within the workplace.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. So it's actually kind of along the same lines that we talked about last week, talking about the value of silence and how that functions within different cultures. But it just kind of expands into, you know, how different cultures relate to different things within, specifically within the workplace.
Like anthropology of the workplace.
Yeah, exactly.
Great.
Exactly.
I love saying anthropology as like the thing to be like this, yeah, like the anthropological, you know, because like you could say human, it's not the same. I like anthropological.
You like anthropomorphism?
Anthropomorphism, what is that? Is that
it's
the?
Like, it's like this came up in art history. Is like when you have like a little like guy made of rocks, and he looks kind of like a human.
Yes,
shows up in art a lot where it's like not a human figure, but alludes to being human.
Mm. Yeah, anthropomorphizing something is like when you're
anthropocentric.
Making something look like, or no, making no. like having the orientation of something be towards human.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like like doorknobs, anthropocentric.
I don't know about that.
Well, because like no other, it's like if a frog needed to open up a door, that's not how you would make it. You know.
I guess so. It wouldn't be my number one example. Anyway, back to you.
So how do you do this when it's like, maybe a lot of office places are like a monoculture where it's like, all right, hey, we're all from New Hampshire, you know, but then like somebody moves there from Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
Well, that's not really where the cultural differences happen.
Okay.
We're talking about international.
Okay. We like acquired a Japanese company.
Correct. Yeah.
And we got to get these guys up to speed.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So that's kind of the dynamics it's talking about. But what it's saying is essentially if you've never experienced having to be culturally sensitive in a workplace, then put yourself in a position where you have to.
Mm.
And so if that means hire international employees, if that means go work somewhere internationally, because he was even talking about like, I don't want to get this wrong, but in like workplaces in Germany, there's not really a such thing as like the lingering or the small talk.
Yeah.
You don't like walk into a place and you're like,
were you just talking about lingering?
It's a constant thing. Yeah, I'm a lingerer, small talker. You probably can get it.
I'm very anti-lingering.
Exactly.
So we've had this discussion a few times. So in Germany, in workplaces, they are also anti-lingering and like small talk of like, hey, oh my gosh, Bex, how are your kids? XYZ. And it just talks about, you know, coming in and being like, hey, Bex, how are your kids? Can seem very invasive and actually a little too personal. And why are you talking to me about that? And they'd be really put off.
Okay.
So,
okay.
It was very insightful. However, not very applicable to me right now because we're a little bit of a monolith in our organization.
Yeah.
To a certain degree.
I agree with it.
So we got to fix that is what I'm thinking.
Okay.
I think I'm going to move away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What country do you think you need to experience the culture of?
Great question. Japan.
That's the one that comes up for me, too. I don't know if that's, like, my actual answer, but I'm thinking about, like, man, there's a culture.
Yeah.
Japan.
Right.
Like, that's just the first thing.
Well, I think it's just so wildly, it's so different, and I just don't understand every aspect of it. Not that I understand every aspect of every other culture.
Yeah.
But it's one of those that I'm like, it's also so far. I just gotta go.
It's true.
I gotta go see it. Gotta go feel it.
It's interesting. It's like there's almost just enough crossover with our culture, you know, in terms of, I don't know, fashion and that kind of stuff. That, like, all right, I guess I kind of maybe know what's going on over there, but then there's like some stuff that's just like really just different.
I also just genuinely really like the appreciation of silence. I hate that in America we just like feel such a need to talk all the time.
Yeah.
I know it's ironic as we sit here talking to each other on
as
a radio
an activity.
Show.
Talking is an activity.
But sometimes
it's a good way to put this.
But sometimes it really bothers me how much we feel the need to talk. In
did you see that show over the summer, Shogun?
No.
You see that show?
No.
It's excellent.
Great.
And it's about Japan, feudal Japan, and there's a lot of silence, but like how it's acted is very engaging.
Does it make you feel tense in your shoulders?
There's a lot of tense. There's a lot of tension, but it's all like human tension. It's very cool. Yeah. All right. Nev's getting up.
I gotta use the bathroom.
Leaving. So we're gonna play. We're gonna play some songs.
Hey, can I use the bathroom, listeners?
We've got more than one bathroom here. So if you need to use the bathroom and you're having to be walking down, Curtis, you're in front of Curtis Hall, just call us and we'll let you in. That's actually a crazier thing because we got the T-stop here now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like people might actually need to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
That's like a crazy suggestion. All right. And play some music.
All right, goodbye.
You're on. We're on air.
I don't hear Nev.
I was silenced. Signing up to be an organ donor is one of the most generous things you can do, especially when you consider that a single donor can potentially save 8 lives. That's 8 people who won't have to spend agonizing months or years on the transplant waiting list, who will get a second chance all because you agreed to donate some body parts you won't be able to take with you anyway.
What? Yeah. What's with that picture?
That's what we were discussing. I'm not done, though.
Sorry.
To become an organ donor, register through your state agency. Locate your state registry on the organ donor website at organdonor.gov. Designate your choice to be an organ donor under driver's license. If you do not have a driver's license, print a donor card and carry it with you. This provides your legal consent to donate organs, eyes, and tissues for transplants. Fill out your advance directives, will and living will. Include your organ donation. These legal documents speak for you when you are not able to speak for yourself. This has been a public service announcement from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
You're an organ donor? We both verified that we are.
What happens if I'm not?
Pulling out the license right now. You get the heart. The heart's on. Yeah, there it is. All right.
Yeah.
So if something were to happen to this show.
Right now.
You got organs to spare.
Free reign.
There it is. Free reign.
Yeah.
Body parts that you're not
going to take
with
you. Take it.
Yeah, that's great.
Like, for real.
When I got my tonsillectomy, my surgeon said they were ripe for the picking.
That's great. That's great.
I think that you should sue them for saying that.
No, I loved it.
Oh.
That's good. That brought you to ease, you know? That's the whole point. That's the bedside manner, you know?
I felt validated.
Yeah. All right, so we got a segment now called Life.
Whoa.
What's going on in life?
That's too broad. Let's zone it in.
Bex, I'm going to let you introduce this section.
Okay, hello. This is inspired.
Hello. Sorry.
What was that?
Now I feel insecure.
Wow. This is tough.
I'm sorry.
You just like grabbed the wheel.
I really did. I just wanted the attention back
on
me.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
100%, Max. Yeah.
I'm sorry. All right.
I forgive you. Okay. This segment is inspired by an upsetting conversation I had with my sister, which included a lot of judgment that we're not going to bring into the studio today. This segment is called Deal Breakers.
Ooh.
In Relationships. This could also be applicable to, like, friends.
Yeah.
And, like, people you want to keep close to you.
Mm.
What are the deal breakers? What are your lines that you will not have crossed?
Mm.
Do you want to go first, Bex?
No.
Okay, great. Nate.
I've got one. I think a big one for me is, like, a love of food. I like to eat, but, like, I think food is, like, a conduit to the anthropological experience that we all are sort of doing here. And I was around somebody one time and I was like talking about cooking or something. And it's not like I'm this great chef or anything like that, or that I'm like awesome at stuff. I just like food. I like talking about food and I like learning about food. And that, like, the meal as sort of like a set thing in my life, big deal. Maybe dinner specifically.
I feel like if I spent more time with you, I would, my relationship with food would begin to heal.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
Because as you say this, I'm so, so far from that.
Yeah.
And there's not really anybody in my life that's like, food is amazing.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, including my parents, they're like, food is a chore.
Yeah.
Eating is a chore.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
I feel like that's really hard.
Yeah. But hey, like, this is inspiring for me to hear.
There you go.
It's possible. It's possible.
Absolutely.
Okay. I think that the, also, I just want to sort of preface with this disclaimer that, you know, these deal breakers, this doesn't mean that anybody's a bad person if you're not on the same wavelength.
This is very specific to us personally.
Exactly. Yeah.
I also feel like, even if I say these things are deal breakers, also just once these things happen relationally, there's so many complexities there too, where it's like, if this happens, I'm not necessarily going to be like,
yeah.
Sorry, I'm gonna push you off a bridge. You know, like, that's not.
That's right.
That's not quite where I'm at. There's a lot of complexities in these relationships and forgiveness. So, that being said,
good disclaimer.
Yeah, that being said, I'll give one of mine.
Okay.
Great.
One of my deal breakers is definitely like not being respectful of like your family.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I definitely get really, just personally, I think it's because of my relationship with my family. It really bothers me when people are like disrespectful to their parents, especially if their parents mean well. Like if there's, you know, different complexities there, that's, you know, it's a whole different thing. But if their parents mean well and there's somebody that's just like disrespectful to their parents, whew,
yeah,
it really, really bothers me. It really does. And even to extent, like beyond that, to their siblings.
Are you adding that one to your list? That's good. This is actually, these are actually, yeah, what we're doing here is we're bringing them up so that Bex can write them down.
Exactly.
That's really what this is.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So that one, I mean, just like in general, if somebody's not like family oriented, that's mm-hmm. something for me that's like, man, probably we're not going to survive.
Yeah.
Like someone being just like so rude to like their mom.
Yeah.
Doing something wrong. With
yeah.
With well intention.
Yes. Or like literally their mom's doing nothing and they're just like, shut up, mom. And you're
yeah.
like,
hey.
Like, I've literally witnessed that. And you're like, all right, we're never hanging out again.
I thought that doesn't happen after you're 14 years old.
Oh, it does.
It like happens as an adult and it's deeply uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like when you just see strange, not like that you don't see like strange relationships, like whatever, you argue with your parents about all kinds of stuff. But it's more like when you can tell that there's like this tinge of like anger or something, like mm-hmm. that's like the that becomes uncomfortable as like the
yes.
other person, you
yes.
know, that's tough.
It's also everybody gets to a phase where they see their parents as human, and eventually mm-hmm. you all have issues with your parents. Like no parent is perfect, just as you are not perfect. But for people to be like, this is all, everything about me is your fault,
yeah.
you know, that I have a tough time when people can't take accountability for their side of things. That's tough for me.
So I'm gonna go, but first, can you change the song? Because something about it is making me feel like jittery. Like, and you're jittery
totally.
Too.
I am jittery. That's a problem. I didn't do my calisthenic exercises this morning.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
You didn't do your handstands.
I did my. It's. I like.
What do you mean? It doesn't matter.
He's gonna keep jittering
anyway.
Yeah,
anyways. It's true. It's, Neb's been around me during all circumstances.
Can you play?
Oh, every single circumstance to ever exist, I've yeah. been around.
Mystic Lady by T-Rex.
Done.
Okay, so.
Sorry, I'm just trying to fill the silence. No, I don't need to. No, you see, you're filling the silence.
I know, but that's the song. There's a silence. Da, 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 da. They da, can only do help.
No.
Yes. Good.
All right, go ahead, Bex.
Okay. All right, good. Hello, everyone. My first deal breaker is that if I feel like someone is projecting gender onto me, it's over.
Hmm.
And usually queer people are good at not doing that because they feel the nuances. And so I think I have an issue if someone's like straight and they want to pursue me. I'm like, hey, I'm not what you're looking for.
Interesting. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm
yeah,
at
yeah.
least a little bit not what you're looking for.
Mm.
So it's like, what's going on here? But sometimes it's like people haven't come to terms and that's different.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
But I think like what I'm trying to say is if someone sees me as a woman, that's a deal breaker.
Mm.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thoughts on that?
Interesting. How do you know that? Are they like, hey, we're going to go to the sock hop and you're going to dance the woman's part all night?
It's like
that's it.
Little things. It's something in like the way, maybe like comments about body or
yeah,
like just like
sense,
there's
yep.
so many gendered words and like yep. gendered ways of speaking about people that I can't put my finger on it, but I know when it's happening.
Mm. Can I ask, do you exclusively use they, them pronouns?
No.
Okay. Okay.
Any pronouns.
Any pronouns.
If you use neo-pronouns, I'm probably not going to know that you're talking to me.
Fair enough.
But hey.
But hey, go ahead.
It's
not off, so.
I would be like, who?
Sure, me? Yeah, yeah sure. Me? Yeah.
I think that one reveals an important, just like overall the broad category of like nuance, I think, that are more deal breakers than just like, they're messy, you know, that kind of stuff. There's a nuance to, I think, all this stuff that I think is a lot more. That's part of maturity, I guess, is that, like, I don't know. I wasn't going to mention this, but there was somebody I grew up with that had some specific deal breakers for dating. It was a man, dating women, and they were all like appearance based, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just like, the circumstances around this are all over the place. Like, why? Like, how could you possibly know that the person that you would want to be with only has to have this specific hair color or something like that?
Yeah, definitely. And even to what you're talking about, I feel like it happens so often where people create a version of you that they want to like and create a version of you that they want to have a crush on. And so they have a crush on that version, not the actual version of who you are. And so I bet that's what's happening a lot, is they're like, their perception is who they want to like instead of who you actually are.
And people have said, like, I've been in conversation with someone and he's like, oh, we were talking about gender and like how, like, I don't like how I like it to be nuanced. Mm-hmm. And he was like, well, I knew you were a woman as soon as you walked in. Like, I could just see because of your body. Mm-hmm. And I was like,
what a thing to say.
What a thing to say.
I could just tell.
Kind of almost that, in any circumstance.
People do that silently. And so if my 100%. Partner, if not even, it wouldn't get to a partner, but like someone who's interested in me and is doing that, I'm like, get out of here, man.
Mm.
Yeah, I know I have the body that I have.
The listeners outside the studio.
The audio medium. Yeah, you don't get to see the gestures.
The anthropological gestures that were put out just a second ago.
Okay, that's a good deal breaker, I would say.
A listener, a dear listener.
Is it Anton?
No, it's not. It's Jordan. Wrote in, and this is a joke from a TV show. If he wears an Atlanta Falcons jersey to your sister's wedding, that's a deal breaker.
What's that in reference?
That's in reference to 30 Rock, the show, Tina Fey show from a long time ago. And then he said, loving the new conversational format. Keep up the good work.
Aww,
there was
thanks.
A whole thing where, like, there was like a...
Quit that.
Oh.
That was Little Kisses out there to Jordan.
That was Little Kisses by Neville.
Yeah, that was out there to you in Somerville.
Oh, he's in Somerville.
It's not. It's Jordan. It's Jordan C. Oh. I don't want to say his full name on the radio.
Yeah,
it's Jordan C.,
a
former ops manager of WMFO, so big fan
of
many shows.
Oh, he's famous.
He's great. He's a great guy. He's, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I won't do this
again. Here.
Polite clapping.
I want to, but I won't.
There it is. Thank you for listening. We did talk about maybe playing some roulette about, like, you can only talk about people who might be listening.
Oh.
I actually, speaking of, I got a deal breaker from my fiance.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, this is what he says. If someone scoops and doesn't dip when there is a limited condiment.
That's a real specific... I do appreciate that.
I wonder if I do this, and this is him trying to tell me.
You do this all the time. This is Neb's thing, which is like, there's no sort of saying something without you being like, you know what, that was probably me.
You know what, this is reflective.
You know, we were out at that restaurant, and I was scooping, and then he's sitting there across from you, looking around for like the waiter to be like, they're going to have
more.
To replace this
we
bowl.
We need more honey mustard.
Yeah, we're going to need more honey mustard.
Here's
always.
The thing, though.
Yeah, tell me.
I know this might be a joke anyway, but it has broad ramifications.
It does.
It's
does.
About taking it's, more...
It's about selfishness.
Exactly what you want when everyone mm-hmm. else, when it's limited resources.
I absolutely agree. It definitely is key on the when there's a limited condiment.
When there is a limited amount.
Limited.
It's giving, like, oil baron.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. John D. Rockefeller is putting the two fries together and scooping the ketchup.
Yeah.
Like with the two fries as a shovel. That's what he's doing. Do you know what I'm talking about? With two fries? Do you know what I'm talking about? Like one fry, you can really just dip one fry. That's all you can do. There's limited options.
But you can scoop with two.
But you get two together, now you've got a, you know, an asymmetrical
Not
shape
if they're both
that you can
floppy.
Scoop out like a shovel.
Not if they're both floppy.
We only have 13 minutes and I have like 10 more to
Okay.
Okay, let's run through. Rapid fire.
Okay, enthusiastic consent. If I need to explain it, you're out.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, if I
yeah,
need
yeah,
to
yeah.
explain
yeah.
it, that's a deal breaker.
Okay.
That scared me.
Doesn't support Palestine. If that's what they're up to, deal breaker.
Deal
Personal
breaker.
To me. Okay. Some of these are framed as like, doesn't, as like, oh, if this
This isn't very rapid fire.
Okay, sorry. Okay.
You have to do a lot of explaining with a all list right, here. Okay. All right, yeah.
Open to non-monogamy has just has an open mind about it.
Mm-hmm.
Normal about religion. Like, here's
yeah.
the thing.
No, that's on my list too.
It doesn't matter what religion. Just as long as you're like normal about it. Like, yep. Nate, you're normal about it.
Thank you. Normal about it. Specifically not Nev.
Yeah, specifically not Nev.
Not
just
normal about religion.
Yeah, you're cool too. You're cool too. Don't worry. Okay.
No, now I am worried. We'll talk later.
Yeah.
Keep going.
If they think that humans are rightfully at the top of a hierarchy, they're out.
Mm.
That's anthropocentrism.
Anthropocentrism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Out.
Out.
Mm-hmm. If they yell, out. I don't like people who yell.
What about fun yelling?
Fun yelling is fine.
Great.
Obviously, I
doing
come
a lot
to
of
bread.
That.
Okay. That's
yeah,
a good
that's
one.
Right. That's right.
People
that's
that don't know when to stop being loud, that is a really, really big, that's,
big,
that's a tough one for
it's
me.
It's not a deal breaker.
Really? I think it might be for me.
I struggle with that, and I'm self-conscious.
Hey, you're okay.
Hey, great, thanks.
I mean, you also are married, so like, it just doesn't really matter.
I'm already married, so she's,
so
yeah,
no
she's
one
locked
else has
me
to like
out
you.
The yard.
Yeah, exactly.
Being like, hey, do you want to see these leaves?
Okay, so if someone, like, if they yell when they're angry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, that's not, like, I can't work with that.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
communication.
Totally.
Okay. This is a bonus, but likes to learn for fun. Something I look for.
Love that.
Yeah.
Also a deal breaker for me.
Uh-huh. Political internationalist. All issues domestic and international are linked under the same systems of capitalism and white supremacy. That's like low-key a deal breaker, actually.
Gotcha.
The obvious political ones. Being respectful to family. Let's mm-hmm. We
made
it
full circle. Yeah. We did. We rapid-fired through.
Yep.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Good stuff. Systems, thinking in systems.
Thinking in systems. That's.
I think that's kind of encapsulates a lot of that stuff.
I'm gonna write thinking in systems.
And then I do agree the like likes to learn for fun. Doesn't see, that kind of brought up one for me. Doesn't sort of rest on the laurels of their so-called accomplishments.
Hmm.
I think we were kind of talking about this yesterday, but it's like, if you accomplish something, great. That's great. You graduate from college, high school, whatever. That's great. But, like, that is a tool to sort of do the next thing as opposed to an end in and of itself.
Yeah.
And sort of being like, well, I'm this or I did this.
Yeah.
There's a nuance there because I don't want to diminish anybody's hard work. Like,
yeah.
That's great. But I do think that's like almost liking to learn for fun, where it's just you see yourself as a continuity. You don't see it as like a accumulation of these accomplishments that put you in a certain place because I don't care who you are. You're certainly capable of all kinds of whatever, terrible, great, whatever things, regardless of where you come from.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think it's like, well, I've handed you this diploma, so therefore it is impossible for you to be an immoral person, you know, or something, or not be thoughtful about this thing or that thing.
And then there's, No,
I would honestly say too, on that note, like for me personally, I think I also would prioritize, or a deal breaker for me might be somebody who prioritizes like a career that makes money over brings them joy.
Mm.
I think that's a tough one for me. Like I definitely... Being, I mean, definitely a wider sense of like being just money oriented is something that's a deal breaker for me, but more specifically in like a career, I definitely think too, it's harder for me. And this is just not in general people who I'd be friends with. I just think who I would be in a relationship with because that's where I'm at is I definitely
really
am searching for joy. Yeah.
Like that's not a friendship deal breaker. For
no,
me.
Definitely not. Oh, no,
but
not like, at all for me either. Yeah. But like a relationship
watch out
one
for the people scooping. Because that's the same people are scooping it up.
So true.
That's right.
So true.
So that's how you know you're not a scooper, is that you feel this way.
Yeah. The point was a joke. You know that.
Yeah.
I think the big thing that comes up in is like nachos. And like sort of in your mind, you're like, how is this going to get divided? You know, especially loaded
who's
nachos.
Who's gonna take the cheesy ones?
Exactly, yeah.
and
then you have
take
to
take the ones on the bottom.
You mix it up, and then but you're thinking you're like, there's four of us, so here, okay, this is how it's gonna go.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
but not everybody thinks that
not
way.
Not everyone thinks about it. Like, if you think about, if you just don't, not in the habit of thinking about other people and their needs, obviously,
It just doesn't cross your mind.
Mm-hmm.
That goes into the, like, explaining enthusiastic consent. It's like, you need to be, a little bit, like, at least anticipating other people's needs.
Yeah.
Not defining your actions by mm-hmm. that, but, like, it's yeah. a factor.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The nachos, it's deep.
That is. Nachos are deep.
Well, I just think it's, like, that's a shared...
No, I agree.
You know.
I agree.
Because very few people... What was the last time you guys ordered fries for the table? Long time.
Don't remember.
Yeah.
Definitely done it recently.
Really?
Yeah.
Where? You ever been to... Okay, this is the last section. Medford stuff?
Yes, right. Oh, we got to get yeah. there. We got to get there. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Best fries in Medford.
I don't even know.
That's tough. Everyone that's a bad looked question. At me as a bad question.
However, I do want to give a little shout out to Lisa's Pizza over there on Boston Ave. Very, very friendly customer service.
Are you talking about right here?
I also have a shout yep. out for Lisa's Pizza.
You have a shout out for Lisa's Pizza too?
Yeah.
I want them to cater our wedding, so I'm shouting this out. So maybe I'm going to do it every week wow. so that maybe they'll hear me. And
you could also just like talk to them directly.
Yeah, don't do that. This is the roulette part. That's, yeah, don't, yeah, this yeah. is this. The waves are now.
Yeah,
they're
see,
moving.
Juana though is best friends with the guy who like runs the place. So we're working on it. But their food is great. Service is great.
Where is this place?
Boston Ave. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but like...
It's a little bit past the Danish Pastry House.
Yeah, it's like there's that strip oh. with Tasty. It's, so it's like
is
a
it across the street
two blocks
that?
Down.
Across the street and down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I...
It's on the same okay. side as Tasty.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I would recommend. Next time, hey, date night. You and your wife. Lisa's Pizza.
I'll let her know. I'll All be right. like, you know what we should do?
Lisa's Pizza. Pizza. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah.
We're thinking sushi.
They've got
next
a TV.
Time.
So.
Yeah, no TVs.
Don't go there for sushi, though.
Yeah. Don't go there.
Yeah, don't go there for sushi. They won't have it. Sorry.
My shout out for Lisa's Pizza is I went to an Indigeneity and the Environment panel last night.
Yeah.
And Lisa's Pizza, they brought
they were there.
Like 15 pizzas.
They do cater things.
And
they
salad. Do. I mean, it wasn't catering. It was a delivery of a lot of pizza boxes.
Great.
But,
which is catering to your needs.
It was how catering
is,
to my needs.
How's the salad game at Lisa's?
So I was munching on the cucumbers quite a lot.
That's great.
But that's because cucumbers are my favorite.
They're great.
Mm.
The salad was fresh. The lettuce yes. didn't have a bad aftertaste.
Wow. Mm. This is a great shout out.
That's good. Because, you know, pizza place salad is like a real
the
trope.
Lettuce almost always has a bad aftertaste.
There's sweet yeah. potato fries over there at Lisa's.
Love that.
So good. Mm-hmm. Get you like a 5-piece chicken fingers, side of sweet potato fries.
Oh, now we're talking.
Some honey mustard.
That's like on your way home too. Like, is that what you're? Is that like you're like I'm not gonna take the bus. I'm getting off the bus early on Boston Ave so
Lisa?
I can walk in and then like and then
sometimes.
Just munch. What's your? I love walking and eating.
Do you?
I'm love
not a
that.
Big walker and eater.
I don't like it, but I do it. Probably 3 or 4 times a week.
I'm a big, like, a slice of pizza, and you're just walking down the
so
street
American
in the summer.
In the summer. I will get a big burrito from Picante.
Yeah, classic.
And I will just
great place.
Rip into that on the sidewalk.
Speaking of Boston Ave restaurants.
It's yeah. kind of nice, though, because then you don't really have to... no, I shouldn't say that, right? No.
Don't have to what?
No. So that's not environmentally friendly. I can't say it.
Are you about to say like, oh, you can just throw it in the trash? I don't
know. No, I was just going to say, then you don't have to worry about like all the crumbs that fall as you eat.
Crumbs are fine.
That's I yeah. don't think that's the highest priority in environmental.
Exactly.
Oh, okay, I just didn't
the,
know.
The flora and fauna of Medford.
Yeah, okay. I don't like when the yeah. piece of corn like falls off the burrito because I wanted to eat that. But
right,
it's,
but it's not,
I'm not,
it's not killing
worried.
The birds.
No. It's going to, for all I know, it's going to lure out a rat, and then one of the red-tailed hawks is going to swoop down and have dinner.
That's the dream.
Great.
Feeds
okay.
everyone.
That's the absolute
great.
Dream. All right, well, I think we're going to wrap it up here on Fast and Loose. Hey, thanks. I think we got there. We all had, I don't know if we had this conversation on air, but we were all feeling a little off this morning.
Yeah.
I don't know about, I feel
Bex
pretty
wasn't.
Good.
It was
Bex
just,
was not.
It was just me and Nate.
I think both of us just had like a weird false start this morning.
Yeah, I'm still in it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm just faking.
You did a good job.
Thank you.
Yeah, fake it.
Mm-hmm. Any last requests or words or?
I love you all.
There it is.
You stole what I say.
I think Bex is saying that before you.
We're not all.
What do you mean?
The
I've
incredulous
been
look
here.
On Nev's face right now.
Why can only one of us say it? I thought we all say it and share the love.
No, see, now I'm upset because you said Beck said it before I did. When I've been on the radio,
I think that's true. Yeah,
I've been the OG on the radio.
Yeah, that's true. All right.
No, it doesn't matter. You say it.
Hey, we have infinite love here at WMFO.
That's right. Inexhaustible resource.
Inexhaustible resource. Not only from me, but really from Nev.
Mostly.
From Nate.
Somewhat. I'll specifically say this. If you're listening and you happen to be fiancéed to Neville, let me know your thoughts on the band Built to Spill.
He said, nothing.
So, yeah. don't tell Nev to tell me. You tell me next time we see each other.
Great. Write it down.
Great.
All right. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. And you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And that's a lot because you were doing it and it doesn't sound the same. It kind of sounds like a click more.
Ew.
That's tough. That's tough. Stick around for music you might otherwise miss.